Hello, peeps of the internet. This is ThunderLocust3, and welcome to what has supposed to be the day 3 of the event. I know it has been already like 1 month after the event has happened, but few reasons why I held off for as long as I did. First of all, I don't want my emotion for that day to cloud my judgment. You will know soon enough what I meant by that. Second, I do want to put this out that it was supposed to be a fun event, but what happened, it wasn't. So moving on day 3 of the event of Conquest, I know people has gone over this, but this has been televised due to how bad the situation was. On day 2, there were a lot of people, but there are 2 lines to accommodate the amount of people. Now, for day 3, I do want to inform you, the event starts at 9 a.m. We were on the line that time. We got into the event around 11, almost 11:30. Imagine the length of the line for it to take 2 hours. For us to take 2 hours to go into the event area itself. And also, I was supposed to go to a workshop. I didn't know that for the workshop, you need to buy a workshop access, I guess. That's the thing I can think right now. You need to buy an access for the workshop. What I only know that is paid is the meet and greet. I didn't know that the workshop is. It might have been my mistake. And if it is, I will admit, maybe I haven't really looked deep into the site itself. But if it is, then there should have been more prominent tada, I guess that's the term, more prominent info that, oh, you want to go to this, you want to visit an event, or you want to go to see a workshop. You need to buy tickets for that. You need to buy a separate ticket for that. That should have been done. But no. There was no announcement that, hey, workshop also requires tickets. Hey, this is where you can buy the tickets for the workshop. If I would have known, I would have spent more money just to buy that ticket for the workshop. But no. So that I really thought I would meet Anyatko that day, because I wasn't able to meet Anyatko on day 2. As I have said in my previous podcast, I didn't get the chance to meet Anyatko, but when I thought I did, it was a big no. So I was like, what? You need to buy the ticket for the workshop. I guess that's my mistake. I didn't look deep into the website. I didn't look enough. So what happened was, me and my sister has to make a decision. Are we gonna go home or are we gonna stay here? And both of us is like, no, you know what? No, the line's too long. It's not worth lining up again. It's gonna take us 2 hours again to line up. Let's just go home. And while we're going home, we stopped at a nearby Tim Hortons. We bought coffee just to kind of quote-unquote relax our nerves a bit, because it was infuriating. I really thought that everything is clear. Everything was on the website, but no. And I do want to say this, since it was, well, I knew this online, I bought the tickets online. I want to say this. First, if the online tickets sold out, it only means one thing. There will be a lot of people on the event. Okay? Second, if you are planning to sell tickets on site, what you should have done is 25-75. 25% on site, 75% online. Then you wouldn't have a problem like this. Lot of people are asking themselves, wait, didn't the online ticket just run out? Why do they have another set of tickets on site? Lot of people is asking that question. But I guess they missed to ask that question on their end. Another one. If you're gonna give compensation, do not give tickets as a form of compensation. Give them like what? A bag? Maybe a shirt? That compensation. Because if you give them another ticket for compensation, what will happen? There will be more people for that day. Like, the founder of Conquest had to deactivate their Twitter due to the backlash that happened. Who wouldn't backlash with the amount of stuff that was happening? With the amount of, what they call this, of backlash that was happening, who would stay active to show, who has like a face to show? What? Here's the thing, next year I'm still gonna go. I know it's stupid that I'm making it sound like, oh no, I don't want to go there anymore. No, I will go next year. But the thing is, what will happen is I will buy the premium pass. This time I'll buy the premium ticket. I know it's 20,000 peso in my currency. But I need to make sure that if I buy that ticket, if I buy, you know, premium pass, how will it affect my experience? A lot of premium pass users, like, they feel bad for the people because, you know, they don't know what to do because they have the premium pass and they can go anywhere, technically. In all technicality, they can go anywhere. They can enter the events or the meet and greets with priority since they are premium pass holders. I just wish for the next like event or next time this happened, there will be more clarity, there will be more like action. And also, I don't want to see this happen. I want Conquest to stay as long as they can in my end, you know. I want to experience this in Manila. And what happened was not fun. So, next podcast episode, I will stay away from the quote-unquote depressing moments. So, what will I do next? What I will do next is, I'm still thinking, but it's more of maybe like co-op games that I've played and my experience with it. So, I'm not really sure. Again, this is one of the reasons why I'm very, very slow on uploads. I don't have a topic. And I know what topic I can talk about next week, because this is still blowing up. I want to get on it as soon as possible. But anyways, thank you so much for listening to my ramblings about Conquest Day 3. This is Thunder Locust 3, temporarily signing out.